Certainly grateful for each of you who are on the call today. Here it is, the 27th day of June. And I tell you, before you know it, June will be out of here and we'll be right in the middle of July. But I thank God for this day, and I thank Him for His keeping power. I thank Him for allowing us to participate in this day. And so we have a right, a reason, and a responsibility to rejoice and be glad in it. Well, we want to say again how much we appreciate each of you for your continued support. And we are certainly grateful for how God yet sustains us and how He allows us to participate in His ongoing plan. And so let me give you the playback number. Many of you already know it. We're on two different medium platforms today. But the playback number is 605-475-3228. That's 605-475-3228. 3228. Well, there's a word found in one of my favorite passages of scripture. It's Matthew, the 6th chapter, and verse number 33, which says, "But seek first what? The kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all of these things shall be added unto you." That's a very powerful scripture, and it helps us to put things in perspective when it comes to what we're seeking God to do in our lives. Those of you who were present on Sunday in our worship experience know that we started a new series for the summer entitled Win the Day. And I think this would be a good place to really kind of get focused and allow God to really use us in a powerful and mighty way and allow us to narrow our focus in terms of what it is that we are asking God to do in our lives. Many times we become overstressed and we become perplexed with the things of life because we are doing too much and we have allowed the enemy to crowd our minds and to crowd our place and to crowd our space till we are not effective in doing just one thing. Paul in Philippians 3 says, "This one thing I do." And so he had a clear perspective that he was focusing on one thing. And so it is, even as we attempt to win the day, we have to identify what it is we want to accomplish. We have to make sure that we are clear in terms of how we're going to do it. But we must first seek God's direction and His guidance even as we go forth. And so even in this particular passage of scripture, Matthew 6 and 33, you know, as I was meditating, praying, and deliberating over that, it is God's will to give us the desires of our heart. Let me say that again. It's God's will to give us the desires of our hearts. But oftentimes, our desires are not aligned with His word. So how do we get aligned with His word? Well, we know that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We know that His will is found in His word, and so our desires must then line up with His word. And when you are committed to Him, you know His word. I mean, it makes no sense for you to say, "I want to know God," as Paul said, "in the power of His resurrection." You've got to know His word so that you can know the power of His resurrection. You've got to know His word so that you can be transformed by the renewing of your minds and not conform to this world. And so it starts, first of all, by knowing Him and knowing His word. You will never ask Him for something outside of His word. His word is His will, and His will is His word. That's powerful, isn't it? And you're talking about winning the day. It starts by getting into that word. It starts by showing yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, where you can rightly divide the word of truth. You know, oftentimes I tell people that it's God's word is like a menu. You know, you can find anything on the menu that you want. You can order anything on that menu. And sometimes you can order extra. Sometimes you can order, well, you know, give me a double fry. I want a double order of fries. And because many times when we start thinking about the things that we want God to do in our lives and our lives are aligned with His word, then we can ask for the abundant. We can ask for that which exceeds the normal. And so many times God's word is like a menu, and because He will we will exceedingly abundantly give us above anything that we can ever ask or think, then you have to have the audacity to ask God to give you what you need. That's why when I pray, I really want to pray right. And, you know, sometimes we don't allow our prayers to be in agreement with what God has destined for our lives. And we're all over the place. But if you're going to win the day, you got to make sure you narrow your focus and that you stay aligned with what God would have for you to do. And when you align yourself, it's because you have studied his word and you know that his will is found in his word. I resolve that many prayers go unanswered because our priorities aren't aligned with God's will. Wow, that's powerful, isn't it? Matthew 6:33 again says, seek what? First, the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these other things shall be added unto us. And so I'm sure that you've heard many people say, I'm believing God for a better job. I'm believing God to do something powerful in my life. I'm believing God to give me a better mate or give me a better situation, give me a promotion. Many of you heard people say that. Well, as you begin this day, as you begin to win this day, this is the day the Lord has made. As you begin to win this day, let's evaluate something. Let's evaluate whether or not your desires are in sync with God's word. Your desires are in sync with the Father's. And so the exhortation today is to ask yourself this question. Are your desires in sync with God's? What you're asking God to do in terms of winning the day, have you aligned that with what the word says? So here's what I want you to do when you get a chance today, if you have a chance to do it now, just take a moment and make a list, if you will, of at least three things, three things you desire, and then find scripture to support them. You're talking about winning the day, trying to give you a little handle here. Just write down three things that you desire, and then find a scripture to match what you support what you're asking God to do. So if you can't find the scripture to support what you have on your list, then guess what? You're right. You need to remove that from your list. And so I want you to do that and then expect God to do powerful things in your life, because you know that once you have found that scripture, you need to read that scripture, pray, ask God to give you what you need, and watch God begin to open up the very windows of heaven and pour you out blessings that there should not be room enough to receive. Remind yourself about what you're believing God for. Spend time delighting yourself in God's word. Then begin to worship and give God praise and adoration for what he's about to do in your situation. Narrow your focus. Stay attentive. Make sure that you are aligned. You'll know that his word is his will, and you won't ask for anything outside of what God desires of you. And then pray that God will give you the similar kind of passion for Jesus Christ in your desire to please him. And then I believe that that promise will reveal itself to you. And when it does happen, it won't blow your mind. It would be something that you have already claimed and you already believe in God to do. And you've done everything necessary in order to receive that which you have asked God to do in your situation. So that's just a brief word for today as you make your way. Win the day and make sure you align your will with God's will. Make sure that whatever you put on your list, you find a scripture to support it. And if the scripture doesn't support what you have on your list, strike that off of your list, and then find something that you are asking God to do. Narrow your focus. Don't try to get all the way to Friday now. Just we're talking about winning this day. For this is the day that the Lord has made. The Bible says, give us this day our daily bread, and morning by morning new mercies we see. So we're anticipating and we're expecting new mercies today. We're asking God to give us our daily bread, give us this day our daily bread. And we're not so much focused on what's going to happen on Thursday or what's going to happen Friday or Saturday, but no, we're narrowing our focus and we're putting the enemy in proper perspective. And He's going to get jealous when you start getting into that word and you start aligning what you are asking God to do with the word, because he has to back up. He can't take that. That's too much pressure for him. And so every time he sees you getting into that word, he gets nervous because he knows that you're growing in the faith, that you're developing your disciplines, and that you're being more attentive to what God wants for your life and not for what you want for your life. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these other things shall be added unto you. Let's win the day. Come on, let's go to God in prayer. Father, we bless you and we honor you and we yet give you praise. We thank you for your Spirit's abiding presence. And we realize that in you, we live, move, and have our being. We understand clearly that we're nothing without you. And so God, help us to seize the day. Help us to win this day. Help us to lay aside the weights and the sins that does so easily beset us. Help us to lay aside the stress and all of the things that's trying to pull us down. All of the weighted matters that's trying to hinder us from being who you have called us to be. And so we give you praise in advance and we thank you for being our God. We pray the Lord that we narrow our focus this day, and that we be very attentive to what your word says so that we can align with your will. And so we love you today. We honor you. And we know that great things are yet in store. God, help us not to just go through the motions and end up missing you, but help us to center our focus and stay clear in terms of our directive for this day. So for this, we give you praise. And God, we pray for those who are bereaved and those who are in the hospitals, those who will hear this particular message by playback. We ask that they will be inspired and motivated to win the day, and that they will ask for the desires that they have in their heart, and they know that it will come to pass because their desires are aligned with your word and with your will. And so we love you today and we claim victory over this day. And we give you praise. No weapon that's formed against us shall be able to prosper. And so, God, we acknowledge that and we decree and we declare that over our lives, even as we go forth and we come against the attack of the enemy. And so now, God, send us forth, empowered to do your will. We love you and we honor you. And we thank you now for being our God. In Jesus' name we pray. And those who love God said, amen. Well, the playback number is 605-475-3228. That's 605-475-3228. Meditate on that word and make sure that your desires and your will aligns with the word. Study that word. Study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Well, until next time, you be blessed. And don't forget now, keep your spiritual antennas up today as you win this day. I believe God's going to use you to be a blessing to somebody else. Until next time, be blessed.